I'm John DeSando.
I'm Johnny DiLoretto.
And this is Cinema Classics.
Indeed.
And I noticed on Netflix that you didn't quite finish your Adam Sandler murder mystery
show. That doesn't mean anything.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff on Netflix I don't finish.
All right. Well, then let's look at the guy. If he's going to stand up to scrutiny.
I hear myself saying this frequently. I didn't like this guy, and now I love this guy.
Okay.
You know, Adam Sandler was a part of the SNL cast that came after every generation has their cast, right? He came post Eddie Murphy. I didn't really see the appeal. I never saw any of those early movies like Billy Madison until much later. Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore.
Right. Waterboy.
Waterboy. Yeah. I didn't see those until later.
Okay.
So he does Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah, boy.
What year was that?
2002.
Okay. And then I got it.
Yeah.
And that was a great.
You're picking the best Adam Sandler.
Right. I don't know.
Really? So tell me what you would...
Yeah, well, first of all, let's say this. Paul Thomas Anderson directed him in Punch Drunk Love, and I thought that was going to change his career. I thought we were going to see Adam Sandler do more interesting...
Pushed
the envelope
him
of his
great ones like 50 First Dates.
Yeah, right. He didn't do
what
any
What do you
of it.
Think about choices?
He totally defied everybody's expectations by going right back to the junky crap that he was famous for.
You know, and that's where my difficulty is with him.
Yeah.
I'm still coming to terms with him as a great actor.
Okay.
I do get his boy man persona.
Yeah.
And I think he's trying to move away, if I can just judge from Murder Mystery.
Yeah.
He's more of a toss-off lines, less silly.
Right. And nuanced in a lot of ways. And over the past, 5 years or so, he's found this whole second act of his career on Netflix. Netflix keeps producing these, and they're terrible for the most part, but he's also just engaging.
Yeah.
And I have found myself sitting through a number of these movies on the strength of his charisma alone.
What won me over to Adam Sandler, I saw a couple of films of his, can't tell you what films they were, in which he had sequences with kids.
Yeah.
And I thought he was brilliant.
Yeah.
With the kids. He allowed the kids to come out in the scene. He didn't dominate. He was drawing them out like he was a super talk show host. I just saw some real smarts in this actor.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he's very talented. To list a couple of my favorites, Don't Mess with the Zohan.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
I think it is a totally underrated, bizarre. It's kind of edgy. I love it because it's so over-the-top weird. The premise of it is weird. The execution of it is weird. I mean, it has some of my favorite stuff in it, just silly comedy-wise over the years. Recently, Return to Stand-Up. It's got a stand-up special on Netflix that is one of the best stand-up specials I've seen. He approaches it really differently. It's in three parts, but it cross-cuts back and forth from him returning to a small nightclub.
Mm-hmm.
Then a medium-sized engagement, and then a sort of like arena-sized performance. And and you just see some of the same material delivered in those different venues. It's one of his finest, I think, moments in the past decade.
Well, I think similarly for me, Jerry Seinfeld, going back constantly to stand-up, and you say to yourself, why a man who's worth at least $500 million, why does he need to do this? It's a kind of chrysalis in those places. It really spawns greatness, confront people in a situation like that. So I really admire it. It's instructive to know what people in the industry think about him. And in the early 2000s, he was considered for Willy Wonka, and he was considered for the taxi driver in Collateral.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Now, see, that would have been interesting.
Yeah. And it's an indication that there are producers out there and directors out there who have confidence in him.
Well, there is a dark side to Adam Sandler's persona, even his comedy persona. You know, Paul Thomas Anderson really exploited to great effect in Punch Drunk Love.
Yeah.
He's got this seething rage underneath, this kind of masculine, toxic masculine anger.
Yes.
In Punch Drunk Love, it's great because it's tempered by this neurosis. He's almost incapable of social interaction.
It reminds me that actresses like Jennifer Aniston that seem always to be asking him, Adam, why don't you grow up, in their roles together. And the guy is sitting there knowing that they want him to grow up, and he's just not about ready to do that. And it is certainly part of his charm. Cinema Classics is produced by John DeSando and Johnny DiLoretto. Listen to shows every Thursday at 8:01 p.m. and full shows online at wcbe.org.